For more information on Victory Faith Centre and to download sermons at no charge, visit www.victoryfaithcentre.org.au. Let's open in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to you. We come with open ears, ready to hear and learn from the Word of God today. We give you praise and thanksgiving, Lord, for the Word of God and the benefits and blessings that you give to us. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Today we are looking at the blessing of a plain path. So that refers to our life. When we speak about our path, it means our life and the way we are going in our life, the things that we do in our life. So it's like walking along a path, and a plain path is good. A plain path. And the Bible talks about a plain path. It's a good thing, and we'll see from the scriptures why it is a good thing. So firstly, let's have a look in Psalm 27 and verse 11. Psalm 27 and verse 11. The scripture says, "Teach me thy way, O Lord, and lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies." So this was the prayer, to be led in a plain path because of mine enemies. So a complicated path obviously has problems in it. Enemies are in the way of a complicated path. So lead me in a plain path because of mine enemies. So a plain path is something that we should be desiring, to walk a plain path in our life. And that what that means is to do God's will. So firstly, we have to know what God's will is for us and then make the right choices to walk in it. So God wants us, he wants us to have a life that is not full of complications, it's not full of problems that will lead us away from him. He wants us to have a life of victory and blessing, and a plain path is a good thing. So it's something we should be desiring, a plain path in our life. Let's look at Psalm 16 and verse 11. Psalm 16, verse 11, "Thou wilt show me the path of life. In thy presence is fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore." So God, this is the way God wants us to go, in the path of life. The path of life. And we know that the path of life is one that makes the choices to go God's way. When we do that, we will walk in his path that he has set for us, and we will be going in the path of life. So if we think about a plain path and we think about the alternative to a plain path, a complicated path with lots of issues and problems, snares, that's the way that is the opposite to a plain path. But God wants us to go in a plain path. And when we do that, we make the right choices for him. He gives us the good things that will make us have joy in our life. So the path of life, in thy presence is fullness of joy. So in walking in the presence of God brings fullness of joy. At thy right hand there are pleasures forevermore. So, walking the path that God has set for us, and remember that it's always our choice. He has things that he wants us to do in life. He reveals those to us. Step by step, he reveals those to us. He has his will set for us. But remember that the choice is ours to walk in God's will. So if we go off into a complicated path, that was because of our choice. That was because God gives us plenty of warnings, and he gives us plenty of direction and instruction about the way we should go. But if we go off into a complicated path, which is arrived at because of wrong decisions, rebellious decisions, then that has been because of our choice, the choices that we make. If we find ourselves in that situation, going off on the wrong path, and we realise that this is not what God wanted me to do, the thing to do right there is stop and get right before God. Repent, ask for the Lord's help, because he can bring you back around again, back onto the way that he wanted you to go. He can bring you back around again. So it's not too late if you've gone off into a problematic, complicated way. But what God wants for us is the best way, and that is to keep walking in his will. And in doing so, we will fulfill the path and the plan that he has for us in our life. He has his will for us. And you know, to be happy in life and to have joy in life, you need to do these things. You need to find out what the will of God is for your life, and you need to do it. And when you do that, you will be happy. You will have peace and joy and happiness in your life. So the prayer here, and this is what we can say, that God shows us the path of life, because in his presence is fullness of joy and pleasures at his right hand. So he shows us the right way to go. And then the choice is ours, and in wisdom we follow the path that God has for us. He shows us one step at a time, reveals that to us, one step at a time, about what we should do in our life. Make this choice. This is the right way to go. And it's up to us, will we do it? If we do, we will walk in the joy and peace of God. If we don't, we're going off into rebellion, and that leads to problems. It leads to problems. There's no getting around that. Have a look in Hebrews 12:13. Hebrews 12:13 says, and make straight paths for your feet, lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but rather let it be healed. So notice how it's up to us to make the path for our feet. We make it. God has a way for us to go. But each step, the choice is ours. Will we listen? Will we obey? Will we walk on that path that God has for us? And make straight paths for your feet. So he won't force you to do anything in your life. He won't force you to do his will. He won't force you to go the way of God. But remember, if you don't, the alternative is going the way of rebellion. And that leads to problems. So make straight paths for your feet. Straight's the best way to go. Not the crooked way. Not the long way. But go the straight path. go the straight way. That will be the best way for you to go. Because God doesn't set out to make complicated paths for us in our life. There's good things in a plain path. A plain path. We can all do without the complications and problems. No, I'm sure nobody wants that in their life. But there is a way to go where you listen to the Spirit of God and do what He says, and it will keep you in that safe place. It will keep you in that way where you are doing the will of God, and He will keep you in joy and peace going the way of God. So make straight paths for your feet, and the way you do that is by making those obedient choices in God. Make straight paths for your feet, and lest that which is lame be turned out of the way, but rather let it be healed. So even if something has gone wrong, you can turn it around and get back onto that path God has for you, because there's always a place of forgiveness and repentance and help in the Lord. As long as we're here on this planet Earth, we have a choice to go the way of God. So we can have restoration, we can have healing, we can get back on track if we've strayed away from the will of God. We can get back on track. God can bring us around again and bring us back to that point where we're walking along His path to get to the place He wants us to go. He doesn't want us to go the long way around or the problematic way around. He wants us to walk that plain path so that we get there, nothing wasted. We just get there at the right time, at the right destination. That's what He wants for us. So a straight path is a good path. If we go now to the book of Proverbs chapter 15 and verse 19. Proverbs 15 verse 19 says, "The way of a slothful man is as a hedge of thorns, but the way of the righteous is made plain." That's a wonderful thing. It's made plain. The way of the righteous is made plain, because he compares it to the way of the slothful man, which is a lazy person. It's really a person who is averse to doing any work. They have laziness in their heart. The way of the slothful man is as an hedge of thorns. So that's the other way to go. The thorny way. A hedge of thorns. Where can you can picture a person walking through a hedge of thorns where they keep getting snagged on things. They keep getting hurt. They keep getting snared on things. And it's not a nice or a pleasant thing. The hedge of thorns, it'll hold them up. It'll delay them. It's just a problematic and painful way to go. But the way of the righteous is made plain. The way of the righteous is made plain. So it's a desirable thing to be walking a plain path. And God has given us everything we need in the Word of God to stay on the right path. If we read the Word of God and do what the Word of God says, it will keep us on a plain path. So if we listen to Him and make choices to obey Him rather than act rebelliously and want to do it our way. Now that's this thing there that, remember, God knows best about things. He knows better than us. He's more intelligent than us. He's wiser than us. He knows more than we do. So if we want to keep ourselves on the plain path and the safe path and the blessed path, the wise choice is to do what God says. Do what He says in life. It will keep us on a plain path. So if we listen to the word and then make the choice to do it, it will keep us going the right way. It'll keep us out of trouble. Have a look in Proverbs 22, verse 5. Proverbs 22, verse 5 says, "Thorns and snares are in the way of the froward. He that doth keep his soul shall be far from them." So what does he say here? Thorns and snares are in the way of the froward. Now, a froward person is one that is rebellious. They are a rebellious person, and they picture a person who is turning away themselves from you while you are talking to them. They don't want to listen to you. That's what being froward is. It's the opposite of toward. It's froward. It's not listening. It's being rebellious. Thorns and snares are in that way of the froward. So what does rebellion lead to? It leads to thorns and snares. Thorns and snares. God has told us this, and He's talking about actual problems, thorns and snares. The devil will lie in that way with all the problems that he can dream up to try to cause destruction in a person's life. Thorns and snares are in the way of the froward. But he that doth keep his soul shall be far from them. So they'll actually miss them, be far from them, when a person keeps their soul. How do you keep your soul? Well, be ye transformed by the renewing of your mind. Remember that the soul is the mind and the will and the emotions, and it's something you have control over. You actually have control over that part of yourself, the soul. And that's what the scripture's telling us here. He that doth keep his soul shall be far from them. How do you keep it? You renew it. You renew it with the word. The word has the power to renew your mind, to keep your soul in strength. Remember, the scripture says that he saves the soul. So the word of God has the power to renew it, has the power to transform your soul. So you have the power to transform your thinking, your mind, your will, your emotions. You have the power over these things. You do. By your inner man, your spirit man, you can keep your soul far from the thorns and snares. You can keep yourself away by keeping your soul in God's word, keeping it renewed and cleansed by the washing of the water of the word of God. Washes away the wrong thinking, the wrong things. The water of the word of God cleanses away the filth and the things that the world, that we are at risk of having the worldliness things come in, being people who live in the world. But that's why we need the word of God. The word of God cleanses. It cleanses. It's a washing. Powerful thing that cleanses us and renews us. And that's up to us to allow it to do that. So that's how we keep our souls. That's how we keep our souls safe. And in doing so, you will stay far from the thorns and snares. So listening to God is crucial. Listening to him. Giving attention to him. Not being rebellious and refusing to listen to him, but listening to him. Because he's speaking to us. He's given us his word, which instructs us. And he also leads us by the Holy Spirit. So he's teaching us things. He's instructing us. And it's in our benefit to wisely listen to him. Listen to him. Let's have a look in Isaiah 59, verse 8. Says, "The way of peace they know not, and there is no judgment in their goings. They have made them crooked paths. Whosoever goeth therein shall not know peace." This is the way of the rebellious person. They do not know peace in their life. There's no judgment in their goings. They will not listen to the wise judgment of God, and they won't let it take effect in their life to bring them into a good place. They have made them crooked paths. So who makes their own path? We do. We have the choice. Will we walk on the path God has for us? We make that choice to walk on that path ourselves. Or a person can make for themselves a crooked path. That's a rebellious path. They've made for them crooked paths. Whosoever goeth therein shall not know peace. There's no peace going the opposite way to God. There's no peace going that way. Whoso goeth therein shall not know peace. Remember, there's no peace going the opposite way to God. No peace at all. That way. There is the thorns and the snares going that way. So, the way of joy and blessing is going the way of God's will. Have a look in Proverbs 13, verse 15. Proverbs 13, verse 15 says, "Good understanding giveth favour, but the way of transgressors is hard." So good understanding is having a wise understanding, a godly and biblical understanding. God gives us that.
Yes.
God gives us that. We receive it more and more as we learn from the Word of God. And if we desire it, God gives it to us. Good understanding. Giveth favour. Favour with God and favour with man. Good understanding giveth favour. But the way of transgressors is hard. So transgressors are not going to have an easy ride in their life. The way of transgressors is hard. Is hard. It's a hard way to go. In life is to go the opposite way to God. The way of transgressors is hard. It's hard because that person has no defences against the enemy. They do not have any defences against the enemy. So the way of transgressors is hard. So the way a Christian will find blessing and joy and peace is to go the way of God. And that shows good understanding. That's the way of good understanding. Let's look at Psalm 23 and verses 3 and 4. In Psalm 23, verses 3 and 4. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. That's talking about walking the path of God here on this earth, right now, where there is the enemy. Where there is, as I said before, that stuff that comes against our soul. God is the restorer of our soul. He is the one who brings us joy and brings us wholeness and peace. He restores our soul. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. Because he wants us to go that way, the right way, in the paths of righteousness. So the righteous have a path. The wicked have a path. The righteous have a good path. And here on this earth, verse 4 shows us, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, which is right here on this earth now, yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death. So we're walking in a world that is full of death and full of problems. It's full of dangers and tragedy and disasters. But the scripture says, I will fear no evil. And the reason why? For thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Now that person has chosen to walk with God on the path that God has for them. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. That person is walking with God. God alongside of them. That's what he wants for us. Walk with God. Make the choices that God wants you to make. Because they will lead you the right way, the way of peace, the path of righteousness. And you will have the blessing of God. You will, as the scripture says here, you will dine, preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. That is the table of blessing and having our needs met and abundance and not walking in problems and thorns and snares. Having a cup that runs over. So God has the right way for us to go. He's given us a free will so that we can choose to walk in that way. And it's the best way. It's the only way that will lead to the way of peace and joy and will keep us going without going off track, away from God's will. So he wants us to walk on that plain path. And in it, we have protection. We have the defense that we need in this world as we walk in the path that God has for us. Have a look in Proverbs 4 and verses 25 to 27 in Proverbs 4. Proverbs 4 verses 25 to 27. Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand, nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. What is God telling us here in these scriptures? He's giving us commands and instructions about how to walk our life, how to actually live our life, how to make the right choices in life. To let our eyes look right on and not be distracted by the things of the world. Because remember, they are the wood, the hay, the stubble. Those things do not last. They have no eternal value. Remember that. Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. What are you looking at? You're looking at God's will. You're looking at Him. The way He wants you to go, the straight and the narrow. Let thine eyelids look straight before thee. He wants to be thoughtful people who actually think about the choices that we make. Ponder the path of thy feet. And let all thy ways be established. So actually let your ways be established in God. Receive His help. Receive His instruction and His guidance. Let all your ways be established in Him. Established in Him. And here, turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Don't turn away to go off into worldly things. Remove thy foot from evil. So what's he talking about there? He's talking about worldliness and rebellion. Remove thy foot from evil. Stay on the plain path. Don't try to be like the world. Don't try to be into what the world has. Remove thy foot from evil. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Because you know there's the thorns and the snares and the problems in that, but not in the plain path. So God has told us this so that we make the wise choice to follow His will. And Proverbs 2 verse 7 says, Proverbs 2 verse 7, He layeth up sound wisdom for the righteous. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. A buckler is a shield. He is a buckler to them that walk uprightly. He's their defense. He is your defense as you walk uprightly. He has sound wisdom laid up for you. We have the wisdom of God available to us, to the righteous. Now, you apply that wisdom to walk uprightly before Him. That takes the application of wisdom, is to walk uprightly before Him. And when we do that, He is our defense. He is our buckler. He is our buckler. As we walk uprightly. So walking uprightly means walking in God's protection. And lastly, Psalm 84 verse 11. Psalm 84 verse 11 says, For the Lord God is a sun and shield. The Lord will give grace and glory. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly. So, in the way of God, walking uprightly before Him is a way of blessing. It's not a way of missing out in any respect, but the opposite. The opposite. The opposite. No good thing will He withhold from them that walk uprightly before Him. To walk in that godly path, the plain path that God has for us. Let's close in prayer. Father, in the name of Jesus, we come to You. Father, please help us all to walk wisely and uprightly before You. Please help us to do as the scripture says, Lord, to ponder the path of our feet, turn not to the right hand or to the left, to remove our foot from evil. Lord, that we'll be people who walk wisely and circumspectly, that we will be people who don't allow ourselves to get led astray or deviated away from the path, but to walk in the path, the plain path that you have for us. In Jesus' name, Amen.